This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator, heads or tails?
Tails.
He calls tails, and it is a tail. Would you like to receive or defer?
I would like to receive.
All right, Gator's going first.
All right, here we go. Gator, question number one. Which coach will catch more crap if they lose Saturday? Ryan Day at Ohio State or James Franklin at Penn State?
It's a great question. I think it's a great question, but I think it might be an easy answer. To me, it's Ryan Day. A, the fans are just ridiculous at Ohio State. They're unbelievable. They're unhinged, and every adjective you want to throw at them. But the real reason is because it would be Ohio State's second loss of the season, and it might prevent them from playing in a college football playoff. If that's the case, because if they don't get to a Big Ten championship game, then they don't have an opportunity to improve the resume like the other teams will. So I think it's Ryan Day at Ohio State. He's going to catch a lot more crap if he loses.
Franklin's 1-12 against top five teams. Day is 2-7 against top five teams. But you bring up something that I think is, I just feel like I sense the entire state of Ohio mean mugging him every time his defense gives up a 3rd and 5. And with Day, the expectation is to win the national championship. If they lose this game, they might not get in the dance. They are in jeopardy of missing the 12-team field. With Franklin, the expectation is to make the 12-team field. So I agree with you. I think it's Ryan Day.
Yeah, let's make it 3-for-3. I got Ryan Day as well. I mean, the fans are insane in Columbus, and to steal a line from the SEC, it actually does mean more there. To lose two games and possibly miss out on the college football playoff, not good for Ryan Day. He already catches crap from the fan base there. James Franklin, he needs to win one of these games for sure, but I just mean between the two, I think Ryan Day would definitely catch more crap. All right, Indiana is undefeated. Penn State is undefeated. Oregon is undefeated. None of these three teams will actually play each other, meaning an undefeated Big Ten team could get left out of the conference title game. Is it possible Oregon could get left out due to their opponent's win percentage? Is this the dumbest thing ever?
They might be number one, and they could get left out of the Big Ten title game. And this was going to happen eventually with too many teams in the conference. It's funny that it may happen in year one. I don't suspect it's going to happen, but it could. But this was a short-term money grab. Be damned the long-term consequences. The most irrelevant thing in the world is the conference championship game in football now. And I wonder which conference will be the first to recognize it and say, okay, we're going to give up the one-day money grab because this doesn't make sense when a number one ranked team is running the risk of not playing in your conference title game.
But it makes too much money. I understand what you're saying, but it's going to be hard to pass that up. But yes, I think eventually you're going to do away with the conference championship games, which is actually too bad because I love having a conference championship game. I think it's great the way it used to be set up when you had divisions and you match them up. I think it seems pretty dumb the way this is, but understand it's an anomaly with the schedule. That's all it is. They still have to play some tough games. I don't think this is going to work out that way where you're going to have the three undefeated teams by any stretch, but we'll let the season play out before we get upset by it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's going to happen either. But the question is, what if it does happen, Gator? And if this does happen, like it or not, besides money, I think this is another reason college football wants to be more like the NFL to avoid stuff like this. And I think they are going to get rid of the conference title game eventually. It might be a blessing in disguise, too. If you're Oregon, you don't have to play that extra game and cost yourself a loss because they'll still be, I would imagine they'd still be ranked number one, but who knows? To truly determine a champion, they're going to go through the whole playoff system. So, I mean, I wouldn't underestimate, by the way, too, guys, the publicity this generates with debates like this, you know, at the end of the year.
Put a pin in this. We'll get to it later.
All right. Only two ranked on ranked games this weekend. Give me a sneaky good game Saturday.
Only the two ranked on ranked teams. Sorry, I'm losing my track. I got Wisconsin at Iowa. Love Big Ten, so I'm going to look at this one. Look, it's a classic Big Ten matchup. Neither team is ranked. However, they're like just on the outside of being ranked. So this is a really good game. These are two teams that are kind of modeled after each other. At least the programs used to be. Things are a little bit different now the way Fickell is running things with Wisconsin. They're throwing the ball more. But with this classic matchup, two teams that are really play well defensively, I think defense is going to shine in this game. But ultimately, offense is going to win it.
It's a classic Big Ten West matchup.
It really is.
I like Minnesota versus Illinois. Both these teams are good. Illinois, they're not going cross-country now, and they weren't going to go cross-country and beat Oregon. But Minnesota, they are missed chip shot field goal from an all-Big Ten kicker against North Carolina. And, I mean, it was a short field goal he missed away from being ranked. I think this is going to be a good football game, Minnesota versus Illinois.
Do you guys ever leave the Big Ten?
No.
You two ever leave the Big Ten?
No. All right,
I'm going. I'm going to go with Duke playing Miami. Now, Duke is...
I saw that one, too.
Sneaky.
I considered it.
So, Duke's a big underdog. I get it. But they are 6-2. Miami 8-0. But Manny Diaz at Duke, I think that brings something extra into this game. That's my sneaky game I'd like to watch this weekend.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have an upset pick for this weekend?
Okay, I'll leave the Big Ten here. I'm going to take Arkansas to upset Ole Miss. Arkansas has a good offense. They're kind of the Indiana of the Southeastern Conference. They've had problems with turnovers. Just cut down the turnovers. They got good quarterback, good running back. They saved Sam Pittman's job this weekend. Arkansas upsets Ole Miss. You did the same thing, didn't you?
Unranked Arkansas will beat 19.
Hey, did we just become best friends?
Yep. They're going to beat them. They're at home. Arkansas has played well. They've knocked off Tennessee and Mississippi State. They narrowly lost to Texas A&M. It's a good football team to have down there. And Ole Miss seems to get distracted sometimes. And I want to believe that team is better than what they are, but they're not. I think Ole Miss is what they are. They're like a top 25 team, but they're not a top 10 team despite flirting with every once in a while. But I like Arkansas winning this one.
All right, so apparently when you guys leave the Big Ten, you go to the same place. Okay, so and speaking of going to the same place, I'm going back to the same place. I got Duke over Miami. They're a huge underdog. Wow. Don't get me wrong, but upsets happen more often now than they did before. But if you're going to bet, do take the points just in case. All right, what is the biggest surprise of this college football season so far?
I mean, it's got to be Indiana. I understand their schedule is crap, right? They haven't played anybody yet. They'll still play. I mean, now they got Michigan State. They play Michigan. They play Ohio State. And so if they play out of those three teams, Ohio State's really good. The other two are average. So they're going to do fine with record-wise, but it's Indiana. Nobody expects Indiana to win eight games, let alone start the season 8-0, which is the first time they've done that since like 1967. Like, it's unbelievable. They have a new coach, brand new coach. Kurt Cignetti steps in there, and this is what he's done from year one? I mean, come on, man. You got to worry about an exodus of players leaving the program. You're trying to work on the fly. I think it's amazing what Indiana's done.
It's a great story. I'll give you one from the Big 12. This is the Big 12. Oh. Their top five preseason teams and their current record in conference, okay? The favorite was Utah, currently 1-4 in the Big 12. Kansas State was picked number 2. They're 4-1.
Utah lost their quarterback, sure.
At number 3, Oklahoma State was picked 3rd. They're 0-5 in the Big 12. Kansas was picked 4th. They're 1-4 in the Big 12. And Arizona was picked 5th. They're 1-4 in the Big 12. I'll call that a surprise.
Yeah, mine's not a good surprise either as well, Doug. I got how bad Florida State is. Oh. I mean, this is bad. I mean, to lose, to not, you know, if you're like 3-4 or whatever, they're like 1-6, 1-7 at this point. They thought they were going to, because they thought they had their
revenge
quarterback.
Tour.
Yeah, revenge tour. They thought they had a quarterback. Instead, they got DJ, you better get another quarterback. I'm going to use that every time. but yeah, it just has not worked out. Florida State. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. They're kind of my under-the-radar I root for because the whole tomahawk chop thing, but this is not the Florida State I knew when I was growing up.
You got that right.
Or the Florida State of last year, for that matter.
Okay. Right.
Number 22, Washington State is 7-1. They play Utah State, New Mexico, Oregon State, and Wyoming to finish the season. None of those teams have a winning record. If they do run the table, though, they go 11-1. Should they make the college football playoff?
Okay, I feel horrible for them. And quite frankly, the Beavers, for that matter, as well. The teams that got left behind by the Pac-12, left out in the cold, no conference. I would love to make way for Wazoo, even though their schedule stinks. But I just can't leapfrog them over a team that might be more deserving or have a stronger resume. But if it makes them feel any better, the four Pac-12 teams that joined the Big 10, only one has a winning record, Oregon. But I can't carve out a spot for them with that resume.
Look, I want to help out the Cougars as much as possible.
You love Cougars.
I love Cougars. But their schedule is just dog crap. It's awful, and it's not necessarily their fault because of what happened with the Pac-10, with the Pac-12 exodus to the Big 10. But their only loss is the only quality game they had on their schedule was Boise State, and they got hammered by Boise State. Now, Boise State's good, but if that's all you have on your resume is a loss to Boise State and the rest of these are just meh, it's going to be really tough for them to make the college football playoff unless you got a bunch of teams in front of you that end up with three losses.
Yeah, I mean, you love Cougars and you love the Pac-Tua, so I understand that it hurts to keep them out.
Love
but,
the Beavers, too.
Yeah, you do love the Beavers, too, yes. This is going to be easy. It takes care of itself. I mean, if they have the same record as someone in the college football playoff, you go to strength of schedule. They don't have a good strength of schedule. They're out. It's simple as that.
And that concludes the college football blitz thingy.